Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And, well, it's New Year's.
It sure is, and that means it's time for New Year's company dinners.
Right, so we know you all love to gather together with all of your coworkers for a delicious dinner.
Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm, I know I wouldn't. And, you know, there's drinks and food to go around, and there are speeches.
Okay, so in today's dialogue, we have all of that and more.
All right, so let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Excellent.
Rachel, does the company do a Chinese New Year dinner like this every year?
Yes, Zach. It's a tradition. You're in for a treat. There's tons of food, booze, and prizes. But watch out. A few guys will try to get you wasted.
I'm not worried. I can hold my liquor.
Okay, everyone. I know you are all eagerly awaiting the fun part. But I'd like to take a brief moment to say a little something, if I may.
Oh, and Frank always gives a speech. Hope it doesn't drag on for too long.
Every year as we gather together, I always see so many new faces who have joined us over the last 12 months. It shows our ambition and determination to grow. But not everything has been smooth sailing. We met a great deal of challenges. However, we overcame them, and we excelled. We landed new clients, established new partnerships, and finished off with the best sales year in our company's history. All the success is because of your hard work and dedication. I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Let's keep up our good work and make the coming year an even better one. Cheers! Kudos to you all.
Cheers, Happy New Year.
Cheers, Happy New Year, everyone.
So we just heard the dialogue between Zach, Rachel, and Frank, and right away Zach asks, does the company do a Chinese New Year dinner like this every year?
Okay, so Zach must be new.
Yeah.
Right? Not just new to the company, but just kind of new. Because of course there's a Chinese New Year dinner every year.
Yeah, when I lived in Korea, I'm sure they did these, but I was never invited to any.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I just kind of didn't hear about it.
All right. Or maybe you drank too much.
Yeah, probably. I probably just don't remember.
Well, in any case, Rachel says, Zach, you're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great expression. When you want to tell somebody to expect something.
Yeah, pleasant surprise, a nice surprise.
Yeah, for sure. You could say something like, you're in for a surprise.
Ah, yes. Yeah, and they're both good, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just
yeah.
Means you are going to have a good time. You will enjoy this.
For sure, yeah. Because there's tons of food, booze, and prizes.
Okay, booze. You should have seen Connor's eyes light up with that word. Booze?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, prizes. It was probably prizes.
Yeah. Booze just means alcohol.
Alcohol. Alcoholic drinks. It could also mean to drink alcohol. Like, that Connor guy sure likes to booze.
Yeah, yeah. I had a pretty boozy night.
It was a boozy night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's such a, you know, a colloquial way to say alcohol. Because alcohol to me sounds like what either the government or scientists would say.
For sure. And for me, booze could have a slightly negative feeling to it. It depends on how you say it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. In any case, though, I have to give Zach the same warning that Rachel does here, which is be careful. A lot of these guys are going to try to get you wasted.
Wasted like garbage?
It is kind of like that. Your breath probably smells like garbage. Mm-hmm. You might be throwing up into the garbage.
Yes.
It just means really, really drunk.
Right. English has so many words that mean drunk, very drunk.
Right.
One of my favorites is hammered.
Hammered. That guy's hammered. Yeah, but the important thing here is like this is not just a couple sips of wine,
right?
Or just a couple sips of baijiu. Like this is a really, like this guy has been slamming back shots of something strong. That's what gets you wasted.
Yes, for sure. But Zach is not worried because he can hold his liquor.
He can hold it. He holds it in his mouth. He just doesn't swallow it.
Yeah, but in this case, it means he can drink a lot and not get wasted.
Not get wasted, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of you guys and a lot of my friends in China would always ask about this phrase, jiu liang. which is basically like how much, the amount of alcohol you can drink.
Oh, in Korean it would be juryang.
Okay, so there you go, right? But the thing is we don't really have a concept like that in English.
Right, right.
It's just we say things like, he can really hold his liquor, hold his alcohol, hold his booze.
Right, because we don't remember how much we drink.
Yeah, exactly. When I was a kid, I remember counting like the caps, right? Oh, yeah. I have 3 bottle caps here. Yeah. But in any case, just remember that. Just, you could say someone can hold their liquor. Mm-hmm. But often, if it's a question, I just ask, like, Connor, are you good at drinking?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not bad. I can,
good at drinking.
I practiced my whole life.
Right, right, right. Or like, oh, I'm not very good at drinking.
Yeah. So while Zach and Rachel are talking about liquor, Frank is about to start his speech.
Okay, so you could almost imagine like him tapping his fork on a glass or something.
Yeah,
ting, 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 ting. Okay, okay, everyone. I know you are all eagerly awaiting the fun part.
Yeah, so he's eager. He's excited.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And eagerly awaiting is just like that's a pretty much a set phrase, right?
For sure, yeah. Eagerly waiting with an A in the front.
Right, yeah. We wouldn't really say eagerly waiting.
No.
I guess you could, but it just like, in any case, eagerly waiting is easier to say.
For sure, yeah. If you imagine this word eager, just imagine a dog waiting for his master to come home, wagging his tail.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about dogs before, too, when we used the word treat.
Oh.
Because dogs really like to eat dog treats.
Oh, they're very eager to do that.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can say, oh, you know, sit. Lie down, and it will, because it is eagerly awaiting that treat.
Mm-hmm. And as a teacher, I love eager students.
Yes, I mean I do. Sometimes they can be a little frustrating.
Oh, okay, that's true.
They're too eager.
True, they're an eager beaver.
Eager beaver. Yeah.
So Frank, the boss, he's going to say a speech, but he just says, I'd like to take a brief moment to say a little something, if I may.
If I may. Okay, so a little something here. A little something in English has actually quite a few meanings.
Sure.
Right? Like a little something. It could be a present. Mm-hmm. It could be a bribe.
Yeah.
In this case, it just means a few words, right? I'd like to say a little something.
Right. It's kind of making it more humble.
Right.
Yeah.
And trying to express that it's not going to be long.
Exactly.
It might be long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank could give, you know, an hour-long speech here. Mm-hmm. But as long as he begins that speech by saying, I'd like to say a little something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
he's
really
kind of setting it up that way.
Exactly. So it's a really casual kind of natural way to say that.
Mm. And even if I may. Mm-hmm. Right, putting that before, I'd like to say a little something, if I may.
Yeah, it's like asking for permission, kind of.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he is the boss, as Connor mentioned, so he's not really asking permission. And Rachel reminds Zach here that Frank always gives a speech.
Speech, yes. Mm. Speech.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not yelling that at Frank.
No, probably.
Speech. It's probably no speech.
Right. So the verb here is give a speech, and just notice the spelling. It's different than speak.
Right. So speech here, I mean, it could be like your speech, my speech, like humans have speech.
Right.
Monkeys do not have speech. I mean, that's a pretty, like, you know, philosophical, linguistic way to look at it.
Yeah.
But in this case, speech is just, you know, 47 years ago.
Yeah.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Ooh, JFK, pretty good.
I got lots of speeches here. My Ronald Reagan speeches, Nick. Mr. Gorbachev.
Yeah, you should be a public speaker.
Yeah, or even just a speech writer.
Oh, speech writer. Yeah,
like speech writer is a great job because, you know, people think like, you know, Obama, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of, like he writes that.
No.
But no, of course, it's a professional person
who
writes speeches. Now, I'm not sure if Frank has hired one of these speech writers, but one thing a professional speech writer would tell you is when you are giving a speech, don't let it drag on for too long.
Right. I love this expression. It drag means like pull.
Pull.
And so it, you can imagine it's like, oh, the speaker is pulling me to the end of this speech.
God.
Yeah. Like a... Oh, I always say this when it's a long movie. Oh, this movie is so slow. It's dragging on.
Right. When, like, you know, it's 2 hours in and they introduce a new character.
Yeah, it's just too long.
Yeah. And one way you can even make this phrase a bit longer is to say it dragged on and on and on and on. You can put as many ons as you want.
But don't drag that on too much.
But don't drag it on too much. Yeah.
So he's talking about the new faces who've joined us, like the new employees, right?
Mm, right.
Mm-hmm. And all of those new employees shows our ambition and determination to grow.
Okay, so ambition. Speaking of politicians and speeches, politicians are, they are people who have lots of ambition.
Right, they do.
Power.
Yeah, yeah.
Control, money.
Mm-hmm. It's like a desire, a very strong desire to like be successful.
To be successful, to grow. Mm-hmm. Now, determination would be more like you have that desire, but you also are able to kind of focus on
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're able to keep going even when it's tough.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And I think they're often used together.
Yeah. There's a lot of these shun words, right? And words that end with T-I-O-N. We're going to see a few more as the speech drags on or continues.
Continues on. Yes, yes, yes.
But for now, while we're talking about ambition and determination, you know, there are usually some bumps along the way.
Right. Not everything can be smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm. So you'd say smooth sailing if something doesn't have any problems or issues or hiccups.
Right, but so often in life, it's very difficult to find things that can be smooth sailing.
Right. We often use this as well in relationships with a girlfriend or boyfriend.
Ooh, smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. If you can just imagine like a sailboat on the smooth open seas.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of times too, we would talk about this as at first, you know, the waters were very difficult, or at first, you know, there was a big storm, but because, you know, I had determination, after the storm, it was smooth sailing.
Right, right. And the reason not everything has been smooth sailing is because they met a great deal of challenges.
Okay, I was thinking about this before we were recording. A great deal just means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't want to say in a speech, you know, we met a lot of challenges.
Right, right.
It doesn't sound, you know, it doesn't have the power of a great deal of. But at the same time, I'm trying to think of when I would use a great deal in like everyday speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little more formal.
It's not
like the most formal thing, but yeah, I mean, you could say, oh, I did that a great deal. And that means I did it a lot.
Right, right. But I think we should probably just try to keep this for like more formal speech.
Absolutely. So they had some issues, but he says, we overcame them.
We shall overcome.
Yes, this means defeat or get over.
Yeah, get over. Win.
Yeah, essentially just win. Yeah,
win.
We had a challenge and we solved it.
We solved it. We beat the odds, as you could say.
Oh, beat the odds. Yeah, so a lot of things you can overcome. You can overcome your shyness if you're a shy person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a great movie also using the word speech, The King's Speech.
Oh, I love that movie.
Where he has to overcome his stutter.
Stop making fun of me.
Well, it's tough, right? I mean, that's really tough. Overcoming, yeah, shyness. Just overcoming fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Really tough.
Yeah. But once they overcame that, they excelled.
Okay, another word that, well, teachers use this word a lot.
Yeah, this is where we get the word excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah, an excellent student.
He is an excellent student who excels at math.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I've actually seen this with two different prepositions. You could say excel in or excel at.
At, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess if I would say excel in, I'm kind of talking about like a field,
exactly,
a more general field, whereas like at is kind of a more specific part of that field.
Exactly, yeah, for sure.
Like when I was a kid, I excelled in math, but I excelled at calculating.
For sure, yeah. Adam the calculator.
Adam the calculator, that's right.
So they excelled and they landed new clients.
They landed them. So like the clients were flying around and
they were flying clients. No, land has a few different meanings. And one of them is to achieve or get something good.
Obtain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Obtain. It is something good, something desirable.
Oh, absolutely. Very common example is to land a top job.
Land a top job or land a spot at one of the top schools.
Absolutely, for sure.
But of course, a lot of us are thinking, how are we going to land a rich husband or a rich wife?
Or a rich wife. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
There
nothing
certainly
wrong with that.
Is not. But in any case, it's just always something that is desirable. You land.
For sure, for sure. And in order to land new clients, you have to establish partnerships.
Okay, so just begin, forge.
Yeah, you're like starting a relationship or a connection.
Right. Boy, Frank's speech here is, it is dragging on a little bit, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he has to finish it up with some kind of conclusion. You know, all the success is because of your hard work and dedication.
Your dedication. Okay, so we talked about determination before.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
To my ears, these two words are pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a small difference, but you don't have to worry about it.
Right. In any case, you're focused on something.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you're giving a lot of time and energy. And you want to. You want to give a lot of your time and energy to something.
Yes, exactly. Now, of course, Frank is saying this was all things that his staff has done in the past year, but of course in the future he wants them to continue to do these great things.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, let's keep up our good work.
Mm-hmm, yeah, continue at the same level.
Yes, yes, persist.
Oh, yes, not insist.
Not insist, right, yeah, that's always, that's a tough one. Tough one there, persist and insist. Persist, keep doing. Insist, keep talking.
Keep talking, for sure. So he's saying to all of these determined, ambitious, and dedicated employees, kudos to you all.
Kudos to you all, right? Congratulations.
Yeah,
you did a great job.
Mm-hmm. When you give a compliment or you're giving some praise to somebody.
Right. Now, also importantly here, guys, the pronunciation. Some people say kudos. Some people say kudos.
Mm-hmm. I think I say kudos.
I think I say kudos.
Oh,
but it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Right? Kudos to you, Connor, for saying kudos.
Kudos to me, I guess.
That's right. That's right.
Back to you.
And kudos to you guys for listening to us drag on and on and on and on there. But why don't you go ahead and listen to that dialogue, and when we come back, we can talk about some of our own Asian company dinner experiences.
Okay, sounds good. Rachel, does the company do a Chinese New Year dinner like this every year?
Yes, Zach. It's a tradition. You're in for a treat. There's tons of food, booze, and prizes. But watch out. A few guys will try to get you wasted.
I'm not worried. I can hold my liquor.
Okay, everyone. I know you are all eagerly awaiting the fun part. But I'd like to take a brief moment to say a little something, if I may.
Oh, and Frank always gives a speech. Hope it doesn't drag on for too long.
Every year as we gather together, I always see so many new faces who have joined us over the last 12 months. It shows our ambition and determination to grow. But not everything has been smooth sailing. We met a great deal of challenges. However, we overcame them, and we excelled. We landed new clients, established new partnerships, and finished off with the best sales year in our company's history. All the success is because of your hard work and dedication. I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Let's keep up our good work and make the coming year an even better one. Cheers! Kudos to you all.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
Cheers. Happy New Year, everyone.
So we just heard the dialogue again, this big speech at the Chinese New Year company dinner. And I'm thinking back to my days when I lived in Korea. And I probably did, but I don't really remember a Chinese New Year company dinner. But I definitely went to a lot of company dinners.
Right, yes. I also went to a lot of company dinners, but of course, every year I also went to a Chinese New Year company dinner, and every year they were just as interesting as the last.
Mm-hmm. I just remember them being very boozy.
Yeah, there was lots of booze.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember one year, you guys have probably heard this story before. I don't know if Connor has heard it before. One year, they made me sing a song. Actually, they made me sing a song every year.
Right, right.
Which is, I shouldn't say made me sing a song. I like singing songs. But this one, I had to stand up on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sing a song called Pengyou.
Okay.
Which was, you know, it's kind of a cheesy song, but
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But right next to the chair was sort of this table full of government officials.
Oh, wow.
You know, well, the company needs to keep up that guanxi, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember getting off the chair after I'd sung a song, and this like local government official handed me a glass of red wine.
Oh.
Now, guys, we don't really chug or drink very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't drink red wine that way. You can
right.
chug beer, you can chug, you know, or do shots of whiskey,
right.
Baijiu, stuff like that. Red wine is to be enjoyed.
Enjoyed.
Sipped. Mm. Yes. But this guy was insisting that I just drink it. And so I just, all right, whatever. So I just kind of opened up and just slammed it back.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch. And then he was so happy. But the one thing is you give an inch and they're going to take a mile.
Oh,
suddenly
yeah.
He's right back there beside me with another glass.
Oh, no way. Did you have to drink that too?
Oh, yeah. But don't worry. Don't worry. I can hold my liquor. I did not get wasted. And it was just funny because I remember calling my dad and saying, like, I just had to chug wine.
Wow.
Who chugs
wow.
wine?
You know, that is some serious dedication to the company,
right,
Adam.
That's right. I have that determination.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's never smooth sailing, but you get through it. Right?
It wasn't smooth sailing the next morning, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. All right. What about you guys? Do you have any stories about company dinners? Any time of the year, actually.
Yeah.
But especially Chinese New Year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We want to know your stories. We want to know if you can or can't hold your booze.
Yeah. And kudos to you guys for all your awesome work this year.
That's right. That's right. We are looking forward to another awesome year.
Of the dog.
Of the dog. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.